Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. It's that time of year.
Good morning.
University leadership, faculty, staff.
Mothers, fathers, brothers.
And especially you, the class of 2015.
Of course, for you grads, the future is a dark chasm of yawning uncertainty.
Your challenge is to find work that pays the rent, puts food on the table, and lets you do what is right.
I thought it was hard for me to find a job. It's going to be like the Hunger Games out there for you guys.
Well, May is over, and those sometimes inspiring, sometimes corny, sometimes canned wisdoms of commencement speeches for everyone getting a BA or an MBA, maybe an MFA, it all gives way to the cold, crushing reality of looking for a J-O-B. It's a question that every graduate gets asked and probably asks themselves, is this a good time to be looking for a job? Well, later this morning, we'll get the monthly jobs report, and with it, if not the answer, at least a better sense of how things are looking for this year's college grads. Well, with me are Ilan Mui with The Washington Post and Derek Thompson with The Atlantic. And Ilan, I'll start with you. How are things looking for the new grads?
Well, new grads this year are facing the best job market that they've seen since the recession. The unemployment rate for people with a college degree is at 2.7%. That's roughly half of the jobless rate for the country overall. And not only are you finding that college grads are actually being able to find jobs in what had been a very tough economy, but they're better able to find jobs that actually match their skill set. So we've seen the demand for college-educated workers has increased something like 10% over the course of this year. That's according to the New York Fed. And you've also seen that the number of high-skilled jobs that the economy is creating has also increased over the past year. And so what that means is that as college graduates are able to find jobs that use their skills, they're better able to pay off their loans. Maybe they can finally move out of their parents' basement and start living on their own. And that opens up more doors for people down the line in the economy. So the jobs that they may have once taken, as a sort of Starbucks barista or coffee shop barista, now those jobs are open to people who have fewer skills but still need work.
But Derek, if you look at like how bad the economy has been over these past couple of years, and you look at, you know, it's been a really bad job market for grads for the last 6-7 years since the recession, are they coming into an overall job market that really still is not very strong?
Right. Saying that 2015 is the best year for jobs since the recession is sort of like pointing to the warmest ice cube in the freezer. This has been a terrible decade for the economy and a particularly terrible decade for young people. I think I agree with just about everything that Ilan said, but I do want to draw out a very important distinction, which is that when you look at the overall market for college grads, you're looking at college grads aged 22 through 82, potentially. What we're paying attention to right now for the class of 2015 is what is the labor market like for recent college grads? What's the labor market like for 20-somethings with a college degree? And there, the picture just isn't so rosy. The most important word to keep top of mind, whether you're a parent or a young person or someone merely interested in the young person's labor market, is underemployment. Underemployment is not unemployment. It rather means that you get a job that has not historically been occupied by a college graduate. So this is your classic example of the college-educated barista, the college-educated retail salesperson. So you have higher underemployment, lower real wages. Things are getting better, but they are not good.
Okay, so I'm hearing both of you kind of with taking the same data and sort of seeing some that looks good, some that looks bad, and I'm left a little bit with, okay, so what is it? If I'm out there looking for a job right now, should I be happy? I'm going to find work, but maybe it's not going to be as well paid as maybe my parents when they got out of college.
I think the best way to think about college right now is it's not quite the automatic ticket that you punch to immediately join the upper middle class, which perhaps was always sort of a fantasy. I think that college is better thought of as a little bit like disaster insurance. That might not be the most optimistic thing one could possibly say about 4 years, particularly 4 years in which one is required to take on rather historic student debt for a lot of people. But it is better than the alternative of not going to college. So I don't want my relative doom and gloom to be read as a suggestion that people should not make this investment. They should make the investment precisely because the alternative is so unthinkably bad.
Right. So the aphorism is the only thing that's more expensive than going to college is not going to college, right? So the other thing I would point out is that there you do see a big difference in terms of majors and what the expected salaries for college grads can be depending on what type of degree they have. So for folks in sort of the STEM majors, those people, science, technology, et cetera, those people can expect to make a good deal more than people who might be in the humanities. And in fact, there was a study by Georgetown University that found that over the lifetime of these graduates, their earnings can differ by as much as $3 million. So the decisions that you make, no pressure, the decisions that you make going into college can dramatically affect what your outlook is once you finish college.
You know, one thing that I would say to Alon's point is that we heard all those speeches at commencement and those commencement addresses, and they talked about finding one's passion. And we're talking about money. But there is more to life than money. There's happiness and there's fulfillment. And so I think a lot of people are going to choose majors and choose subsequent jobs that don't necessarily pay the absolute most. And that's okay, too. But one should be realistic about exactly what you're investing in when you have a theater major versus a petroleum engineering major.
So if you're not just out of college, why do we care so much about this particular cohort that is graduating? What is it? What are the implications for society overall if they get a good job or not?
Oh, yeah, sure. One thing that we saw in the first quarter was that household formation was up significantly. I think it was up by 1.5 million. So as you see people start to move out, that means that could be good news for the housing market. That could be good news for home furnishers. So there's ripple effects throughout the economy beyond just the job market.
Well, to change topics here, in the few moments we have left, Ilan, what are some of the other stories that you're looking ahead to?
Well, I'm actually going on vacation next week, so that's what I'm looking forward to most. But beyond that, I'm looking forward to the Fed's policy-setting meeting later on this month, where they'll be deciding what to do about interest rates. Investors are expecting them not to make a move, but they should give some insight into the status of the recovery and where they see the second half of the economy going.
Derek?
I'm writing a story about a new movement called effective altruism, which tries to apply a little bit of empiricism to this question of if you want to do the very most good you can possibly do with your donations, how do you begin going about answering that question?
Well, Derek Thompson with The Atlantic and Ilan Muin with The Washington Post, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.